We got to do our best to be unbiased. A couple of Michigan Center grads. You actually still work for the school. Maybe this is some sort of a conflict of interest.
Well, I'm gonna do my best, Steve. I'm gonna keep it professional tonight.
That's what you're most known for. Your professionalism. Game two of a back-to-back for me here early in the high school basketball season. And our first glance at the Cascades Conference here, the Michigan Center Cardinals, coming off a season last year. They were 19-3. They lost two regular season games, both to a really talented Hanover Horton team. And then their last loss was in an unfortunately anticlimactic end in a game against Western that they lose 58-52 in the regional semi or the district semifinal. But talented team. They get a lot of players coming back. They lose Braden Cosman from a year ago. They lose ASAP Barber, who played big minutes and was a really nice shooter for the team. And Trevor Keeler, again, another scorer. But coming back this year, Jaleel Brown, who's maybe the guy they look to. He's kind of the glue guy for the team. Carter Wiley, who's just a tremendous athlete. Keegan Bennett, another guy who played some minutes last year. But the addition they got this year, Roger Hayward's back from his accident. And you get the sense that you don't know exactly what you're going to get from him. He was out of, not that he just didn't do anything at Lincoln. He couldn't for a long time. Comes back out on Monday night against Homer, puts up 25 points, and you go, yeah, he's back.
Yeah, if you're a Jackson County sports fan, I think most people kind of knew the story of Roger and the accident he was in. I mean, just lucky to be here, period, and to be playing basketball here. It was a year ago last Friday when it happened, and to be back. I know I asked Coach Gaddy, what percent of Roger are you expecting to get, like 70% of old Roger? And he was guessing that, but, man, he put up 24 and 12 rebounds, so I'm guessing that's close to 100% of Roger or anybody, so great to see him back.
Yeah, whatever percentage that is, you'll take it. If it's going to be 24 and 12, you'll mark that in the scorebook every chance you get. They did, however, lose that game 58-52, and without knowing all the details to it that are kind of just coming out tonight, it looked like an unfortunate loss, and maybe raise some questions about Michigan Center, but then you find out Carter Wiley is going to miss some games here early in the season. Jaleel Brown played, but he's got an injured wrist that's going to keep him out tonight, and it sounds like that wrist injury happened early in that game, so he was playing injured last night. So Michigan Center is going to be a while before they're 100% of this roster.
Yeah, you talk about any high school team in the area, and you take, I mean, we're, with Wiley and Brown, you're talking about two of the top 10 players in the conference anyway. And, you know, any hit like that when you lose those guys, then you have to kind of readjust and see who's going to step up. And I guess those answers will be given to us tonight.
Yeah, well, they'll either answer that question or they'll be 0-2 following this game. Concord's out here ready to play. What I see initially right away, Concord looks kind of long out there. They are a team that they lose a couple guys from. They lose Noah Waldron and Mitchell Brigham, a couple seniors last year. But really the core of who was getting minutes for them last year is back. Marley Sprague, C.J. Glaspie, a couple guys in the starting lineup. But they're going to be without a guy who it's maybe too early to say but might end up being their best player when it's all said and done.
Yeah, talking to Coach Gill, Marcus Gill, before the game, he said actually Grayley Sprague, Marley's little brother, sophomore, 6'4", he thought so far he might have been their most talented player and best prospect, and they're going to be without him and Isaac O'Dell, the junior. So tonight, kind of a battle of missing pieces. We'll see who comes through.
And you might watch the game or listen to the game here on WKHM and think, you know, we're not getting the full picture, but the thing about it is this game still counts in the record books. This game still counts toward where you're going to end up in the conference at the end of the year or overall, you know, how it's going to affect you. So everybody's coming out here and playing hard, and like you said, it's about filling in those spaces and seeing who's going to do it better tonight, Michigan Center or Concord. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up for the broadcast tonight on WKHM. Game two of our high school basketball season, Michigan Center hosting the Concord Yellow Jackets tonight on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Brian Haynes here at Michigan Center High School at the Ray Haynes Gymnasium as we get ready for another early season matchup here in our high school basketball coverage. Michigan Center hosting Concord tonight. Concord with a new coach this year, Marcus Gill, coming out of college experience to get the head coach job here at Concord.
Yeah, Marcus spent his last 5 years at Albion College as the boys' assistant, and before that was the head coach at Earlham, Indiana. Are you familiar with Earlham, the Earlham program?
Yeah, I almost went there. Jackson College had a little more to offer at the time, so I went to Jackson College and became a Jet. But Earlham, they made a hard push to get me down there.
Yeah, I can see that. I remember your game. That doesn't surprise me.
Yep. Yeah, not for basketball.
Oh, for broadcasting.
No, they had a janitor opening, and I was right there. So we're just a couple minutes away from tip here at Michigan Center High School, but we wish good luck to Marcus Gill tonight in his high school coaching debut here at Concord. Shout out to my buddy Matt Lehman. I know you know Matt, AD over there at Concord and former broadcast partner of mine for the Yellow Jackets. It's always good to get Michigan Center Concord early in the season. It's one of those games you kind of, they've been scheduling this early in the year for as long as I can recall.
Yeah, I've been around here for 45 years, and I think the Concord Center game is always in the first week. And, you know, we talked about we still have to play the game for these two programs, very rich in basketball tradition and a kind of like a good little side rivalry, even though they're not in the same conference. So it's big for everybody.
Oh, precisely. I know that a lot of people want to get out there and win the games no matter what. And we see a team as frequently as these two see each other, despite not being in the same league. You want to get the win over the familiar faces, especially when you know a year ago Michigan Center gets a win against Concord. So here they are ready to try and answer that back. So we're only minutes away, but I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to some of our sponsors tonight, Jackson Public Schools on board, County National Bank, American Title Company, Stephanie Masonic Mortimer at RE/MAX Mid-Michigan, added to the broadcasts all year, Jackson YMCA. You work out at the Y? Or?
You know, I've driven by.
Yeah. I said, maybe it's fair to ask, do you work out at all? And that's I think I know the answer.
I find it nice that it's basketball season, and we get to talk Mortimer as a sponsor.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to talk Mortimer through the year, the season, as we've got a few Mortimer matchups a little later on in the year with Hanover Horton. Nothing till after the first of the year, though. We get our five games in before the Christmas break, and then we'll hit that full schedule in the rest of the year. Really looking forward to a few teams here in the area that I think are going to have some full season success as well. One of them we saw last night, Western, who we'll see again on Friday against Northwest. Another early season kind of rivalry matchup there. That's maybe one of the top rivalries in the area. Not necessarily because of competition so much as I know they just don't like each other.
Yeah, let's hope the lights stay on and we don't have to travel to the other gym.
A little football reference there. Let's go over these starting lineups here really quick. Who are the Yellow Jackets going to run out there?
Well, Yellow Jackets are going to start out with number one, junior Ross Weeks. We have Jack Freeman, senior, Marley Sprague, senior, 6'3", and Dane Funston, another senior, 5'11", and C.J. Glasby, another senior. So very senior-heavy team there for Concord.
Yeah, this is a year ago. You know, you go out and see Concord, and you go, yeah, they got a lot of underclassmen. You know, they got a lot of juniors. They got youngsters in the lineup, and now a year later, and these guys are seniors, a little more experience under the belt. I think they're going to be a tough beat for Michigan Center tonight. And who are the Cardinals going to start?
Well, the Cardinals are going to start three seniors of their own, including Keegan Bennett, Roger Hayward, and Cole Silva. And then a pair of juniors that played JV last year, Brock Siraki and Caden Shannon.
And we mentioned a couple of guys, Carter Wiley and Jaleel Brown, both out of the game tonight, who would be in that starting lineup if they were available. So Michigan Center having to make some adjustments here. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get this one tipped off. Again, Michigan Center hosting Concord tonight on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And there's the national anthem here at Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High School. We're going to get the starters announced out on the floor here and get ready to get underway for game two of our high school basketball season. Brian, what have you seen so far at basketball? I know this is your first game with us, but you've seen a couple games in the area this year so far.
Yeah, you know, I have not gotten to see the boys yet. As you might know, Tegan Haynes, my daughter, plays for Michigan Center team, so gone to three of their games already, so I've kind of been on the girls' side, so I haven't made it to many of the boys' side yet.
Well, so tell us about the ladies. How's this Michigan Center team look so far? Three games in, what's that, 2-1?
They are 2-1, and they've played a very tough schedule. Two of the best teams in the state of Michigan, and had a nice comeback against Chandler Park in the Arbor Prep tournament, where down 17 at the half and came back and won by 14. So
that was a
good, exciting win. So looking forward to seeing them.
And that girls' season, I like when we've got a couple really good area teams like Michigan Center and like Grass Lake, where we go, you know, we might end up with a few those girls' postseason games on the radio. I have a fun time watching them.
Yeah, and through an unbiased eye, I really believe. I mean, I've seen a lot of girls' basketball these last few years, and I think Grass Lake and Michigan Center are two of the top three teams in Class C, so a shame one of them's going to knock each other out in the districts, but
yeah,
it makes for some good entertainment, that's for sure.
It does, and get some of those big crowds out to whatever gym it happens to be held in. And again, we got a couple of additions to the starting lineup that might not normally have been in there, and even a call-up from the JV, Nicholas Cosman, into the lineup, or onto the roster for the varsity tonight, trying to, you know, replace what they're going to lose between Carter Wiley, especially Jaleel Brown. He'll be taking up some minutes in that role as a distributor.
Yeah, you mentioned last year Braden Cosmet, Nicholas's brother, who graduated and started for Michigan Center. So here's young Nicholas as a sophomore getting to fill in those shoes.
Everybody at the school with the last name Cosmet appears to have about the same haircut.
They do. And Bigby Coffee.
Well, they're on the floor now, ready to jump it up. Hayward, and he gets the tip. We're underway. Shannon bringing it up here for the Cardinals. Across midcourt, working his way to the right side, into the corner for Siraki. Back to the top for Keegan Bennett. Swings it around, and Shannon out of the corner dribbles out. Siraki at the top of the key, into the corner for Silva. Pump fakes, drives. No room there, gets to Bennett. High post, and he'll move his feet. Maybe a little extra step on the pivot. Whistle for a travel, and it's a turnover for the Cardinals. Mr. Smooth, not so smooth on that one.
Smooth, just a travel smooth.
There you go.
Always smooth.
Concord coming back with Weeks dribbling. Working against Silva at the top of the key on a switch. Sprague, left wing, fires for three. Quick release on that one. And he drops down the triple, and Concord up to a 3-0 advantage. Shannon comes up quickly for the Cardinals into the corner for Silva. Now out to the top for Hayward to fire for three, and that one's off left rim. Rebounded by Sprague. As Bennett hits the deck hard, Concord on the attack. They've got 5-4. Sprague fires again, and it's another triple. Marley Sprague looking for his shot early. 6-0 Concord advantage. Bennett coming back, looking to drive from the wing. Works his way in. Double clutch. Hangs in the air. Rebound, offensive rebound there in the paint by Hayward. Puts it up. Can't get the shot to go, but he will get a trip to the free throw line for his trouble.
Yeah, talking about Roger, he is one of the area's best rebounders. Just sneaky. Reminds me of, for those that have seen center in the past, Connor Pelham, who's now playing at Adrian College. Same kind of player, just contorts and finds ways to get rebounds.
Yeah, just kind of feels where the ball's going to go, and he hits the first free throw. Second attempt for Hayward. And that one rattles in. Good trip to the line for Roger. And a 6-2 now. Concord leads with the basketball. Weeks dribbles up. Sprague sitting here in the left wing. He's gotten hot from three here early. They're setting a double screen for him there. He comes around. Good switch by Shannon. The right side, and it's Funston gets out for Sprague. Pump fakes. He'll step up for another three. No. Rebounded Hayward. He's got a couple early. Off the glass, 6-2 trailing center. Shannon stops and pops from the free throw line. Missed it. Bennett with the rebound. Double pump. Gets the defender in the air. Puts it off the glass. Nice touch. 6-4 Cardinals with a 4-0 run. Jack Freeman Goes across to Sprague, right wing. Dribbles to the top. McKee picks up the dribble. Goes now right wing. Weeksel looking to drive there. Shannon with the knockaway. Comes up with a loose ball up the floor quickly. Hayward up the middle of the floor. Drives into the air. Missed. Rebound. Funston. And Concord's got it back. 5:48 to go first quarter. 6-4 Concord. Weeks gives it to Freeman. Freeman goes to the right wing for Sprague. Now to the top. Siraki comes through with the steal, running the break into the middle. Bennett runs the floor nicely, and we're tied in six on the fast break by the Cardinals. Good hands by Siraki and a nice break, trailing the play. Bennett to fill that lane and get open. There's another steal. Bennett on the break again. Mr. Smooth with the finger roll. 8-6, an 8-0 run for the Cardinals to come back and take the lead. We get a timeout from the Concord bench, 30-second break, and we'll be right back at WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Weeks bringing it up over midcourt for Concord, moving to the left wing. Back cut by Sprague, and the pass is not good. Well defended by Bennett. He'll bring it up the middle of the floor. Now to the elbow, drops it down low to Hayward, who turns and fires off the glass and good. And the Michigan Center offense continues. 10-6 now, they lead.
With almost all the offense coming off the defense. That's about the fifth Michigan Center steal.
Siraki gets, goes in that lane, open look for Sprague from three again. He leaves it off the front of the rim. In the battle for the rebound, Hayward comes up with it, sitting on the floor. Gets to his feet, runs down the floor. Siraki brings it up the left side, dribbling now around the front. And reach-in attempt there, and that's going to go against Sprague.
And Sprague's second, still early in the first quarter, which Concord can't afford to lose him this early. But he's going to have to go to the bench. Yeah.
And if I had one criticism of Sprague last year, and I only saw him a little bit, was that he didn't look for his own shot enough. And so far tonight, that hasn't been a problem. And I think it's worked to the benefit of Concord. Into the corner for Sova. Pump fakes a triple, drives, finger rolls, leaves it short, tapped out long, and the rebound chased down by Freeman. Excuse me. That is Funston. Gets it to Weeks and Concord on the attack now. Funston calls out the play. And Shannon, aggressive on the reach, knocks it away, but Weeks recovers and drops it down low. Pass attempt to Bobby Ward, 6'4 junior forward into the game. And we'll get a foul against Michigan Center.
We talk about Coach Gill coming from the college ranks right now. Coach Gill's got to be a little disappointed at some of these just non-fundamental passes that Concord's making.
There's a nice screen and roll and drive, and got the shot up, missed it, gets his own rebound. And the putback's blocked by Hayward, and he comes up with a loose ball. Tremendous offense by Concord to get a look, just missed the shot, but then Michigan Center comes in and cleans up as Hayward drives, double clutch in the lane, missed it. Rebound, battle, and Sova comes up with the loose ball. Michigan Center an extra possession here. Siraki skips it to Bennett, who looked to drive Sova alone in the corner. Now he'll drive. Dishes back out. Shannon looked for three. No. Rebounded by Ward. On the floor right now for Concord is Xavion Jones. Gives it to C.J. Glaspie. Weeks still on the floor over there. Jones, steal attempt by Sova. Jones recovers it. Right side for Weeks, trying to look at Ward down in the low block. Jones will drive, and partially blocked on the shot. Michigan Center comes up once again with a defensive stop under 3 minutes in the first quarter. Drive and dish out. Three-point look for Michigan Center. Missed again. Rebound Siraki. We get a whistle on the floor. It's going to go against Concord. Siraki snuck in there and swipe the rebound.
It's kind of funny, just listening to you do the play-by-play as somebody's been around as long as I have, you hear a lot of those Concord names that you know, Sprague and Weeks and Ward, and a lot of names recycling through.
Sure. Generation after generation, you get those names coming back through. And it's true at a lot of different schools, too, by the way. You see that here, Michigan Center even. Sometimes more in previous years than this year, but Siraki on the drive, for instance. We're sitting next to his dad. Swinging around the outside to the top for Sova. Siraki at the top, jab step, passing to the corner, Sova. weaving out that outside, working it, trying to get something down low. And there's an open look at the top for Cosmet. He fires for three and hits.
Welcome to varsity, Nicholas Cosmet. One for one. I just head to the locker room and call it a career.
13-6 Michigan Center lead now with 2:19 to go first quarter. Concord offense, after getting out to a 6-0 lead, they have not scored since. Jones looks to drive into traffic, gets into the air. Cosmet with the save, and Michigan Center with the stop up the floor quickly. There is running the fast break. What a feed from Cosmet down to the cutter. Gets the layup to go.
Matt Brown, the recipient of the nice pass from Siraki.
Tremendous vision on the fast break there. We're under 2 minutes to go in the first, 15-6. We've got a timeout on the floor. Let's keep it here on the broadcast because I didn't see how long the timeout was going to be for so we could stay with the action.
Well, I think it is a full one because they're on the bench. So if you need a quick break, we can.
Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be back with more on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Under 2 minutes to go out of the timeout. 15-6, a 15-0 Michigan Center run. Concord looking for answers, looking for somebody to go to on offense. Sprague back onto the floor with two fouls. And they do go right to him. There's a good look into the corner and a drive into the lane. Jump hook. Pretty moving. I like that jump hook when you get into the lane like that. Omarion Culliver.
And that just sounds like a baller. Omarion Culliver, he's going to score.
And he just did. He's one for one tonight. Nicholas Cosmet coming around with the weave. Michigan Center on that outside into the corner. And there's a drive from the corner. Matt Brown. And he'll get bumped out of bounds. That looks like it'll go against Jones. 14 foul against Concord. Just one foul right now against Michigan Center.
You know, down 15-6, your Coach Gill, you got to put Sprague back on the floor as he did.
And out of the inbounds play, a layup there. And Michigan Center continues the offensive onslaught. Joe Okowski with the bucket for Michigan Center. Jones for Concord. Sprague coming out to the high post. Now off the dribble, working against Cosmet. He's got a size mismatch. Goes down low to Ward. Into the lane, jump hook with the left hand, and he finishes that. Good job by these Concord players to get into the lane and go to that jump hook. A nice pump fake by Okowski, but on the drive, he's blocked. He'll go out of bounds, last touch Concord.
You know, it's interesting. In high school ball, I've noticed this trend. You get a lot of bigger guys playing around the perimeter now, and coaches seem hesitant to go take advantage of that mismatch. You got Sprague at, what, 6'3", and little Nicholas Cosmet on him, but he's still out there at the perimeter.
Yeah, and you almost rely on Sprague to recognize that and just start backing him down.
Yep.
You don't have to beat him off the dribble. Down there and use your length. And right now Sprague matched up against Brown. He'll be the offensive go-to player so far for Concord. He gets a screen outside, screen a roll to Ward. Ward will pass it back out. Good open look. And a three-point shot. Concord's not going to go down easy. Dane Funston hits the triple. Now it's 17-13. Cutting back into that Cardinal lead. Cosmet goes left wing for Bennett. Now right side for Brown. He'll fire for three. Missed. Rebounded by Ward. And Concord gets the stop. Look to get one more bucket here with 14 seconds to go. First quarter. Can cut the lead to two. Jones looking to drive. Now passes Funston with 4 seconds. Cut for Sprague. Threw it out a little beyond his reach. He had some room there. He had a window. 0.7 seconds. And Michigan Center will try to fling something. Into Soba. It's left-handed and pretty good for being that far away.
Did look pretty cool. Kind of Randy Johnson-like.
End of one, 17-13 Michigan Center leads. 1 minute break on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, Michigan Center High School. The Cardinals lead by 4-1. Concord with the basketball in weeks. We're going to get Shannon. Right wing for Jones. Going down to Ward. And Michigan center commits a foul. Did they have Cosmic matched up against Ward? They get him on a switch down.
They did.
There.
It's as if they were listening. They went to the big guy.
Looking to take advantage of the mismatch. Now Ward will go to the bench. That'll get Glaspie back up. Weeks, Glaspie, Sprague, Culliver, and Jones on the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Jones finds Sprague on the wing. He'll look to drive. Lost it on the way in. And Cardinals come up with a loose ball. Roger Hayward just seems to find himself near every loose ball.
He's one of those players, isn't he?
Yeah. Shannon around the wing. Out to Keegan Bennett. Brown still on the floor. Drive from the wing for Bennett. Brown in the pass off to Cosman. Bennett gets it back. He's into the lane. Now Cosman in the corner. Passes off to Shannon. A lot of ball movement here for Michigan center. Bennett left wing. He'll pull for three. No. Rebounded by Concord. Glaspie got it. Gets it to Jones to bring it up to four.
Although as a coach, you got to be happy that the ball is moving faster than what the announcer can even keep up with. That's always a good sign of ball movement.
Spray outside the wing. Jab step drive. Drops it off for Glaspie. Fantastic pass, Glaspie. That's the second one. He's gotten a real good look and just missed it. Got to keep going to that well, though. Those are just good looks.
Glaspie going to have to do some mic and drill tomorrow.
Driving a floater from Shannon. Missed that one. Rebounded by Concord. 17-13 Cardinals lead here. Yellow Jackets with the basketball. Going down to Glaspie. Hayward comes around to try and get the steal. Glaspie with a nice catch, and he does finish that layup. And we're at two-point game here, 17-15. Bennett looks to drive on the baseline out to Hayward. Open look for three. Short. Out of bounds. Saved by Shannon, but it goes right to Xavion Jones and Concord on the attack.
Center moving the ball well and getting open looks, but that's the fourth air ball of the night for Michigan Center.
With quick hands again and a steal by Matt Brown. Here comes Michigan Center. Those turnovers really have turned into points for the Cardinals. Up to Cosman, open look for three. No. Came off the front rim hard, and a little bit of a run out here by Concord. No numbers, so they'll slow it down. Weeks with the basketball. Right side for Jones. Under the basket, drops it off for Glaspie, and he got grabbed right on the arm. A couple free throws coming for C.J. Glaspie, and he could tie this one up for Concord.
Yeah, you almost got to believe in the last timeout. Coach Gill said we got to feed the ball down to Glaspie because that's three straight possessions where Glaspie's touched it. And with that big body, I don't blame him.
No, he looks strong down there. Yeah. And even though he missed a couple layups, he's been doing a great job of catching the ball. It's hard with all those hands always in passing lanes trying to knock it away. He hasn't turned it over down there. He holds onto it pretty well.
And if there is one weakness of center, not a lot of girth down there.
True. They've got a little bit of length down there, but they lack the bulk against somebody like Glaspie, who's proven so far that he's going to be strong down low. And he banks in the free throw on the second attempt. 17-16 now the score. Cardinals by one. Bennett on the drive. Gets up into the air. Nowhere to go. Turns it over. Sprague running the break here for Concord. And Michigan Center, good job of recovering. Bennett's going to bump Sprague and draws the whistle.
It's going to be Bennett second, so I see Cole Silva back in the game for Keegan. Cool, you mentioned I work here. I have to give you a Keegan's actually in my psychology class and was under the weather today.
Oh, all right.
So,
but he showed up anyway.
He is showing up.
Glaspie on the drive, partially blocked there by Hayward. Recovered by Shannon and driving the floor. Throwing it way out ahead to Soma. Maybe a little too aggressive on the break. 17-16, Concord still hanging around here within one. And with the possession, they can take the lead. 5:16 to go in the first half. Outside at the wing, Bunston looking for somebody down low. Nothing there. See, that was Freeman. Weeks on the drive, gets the defense in the air. Now off to Sprague for three. Missed. Loose ball ends up in Olkowski's hands. He got poked in the eye, and he's looking for a substitution. Shannon's got the basketball for Michigan Center.
Somebody's got to tell Joe he has two eyes. You don't need them both.
It messes with your depth perception a little bit, but Hayward drives from the top out to the corner. Siraki back on the floor has got it at the top of the key. Now out to Shannon there at the top. 4-3 off the heel. Long rebound goes to Hayward. Hands it off for Olkowski's looking to drive. The eye seems to be all right now. Out to Silva, and he'll drive from the three-point line. Blocked by Sprague. Concord looking to run out a little bit and into the corner. Nothing there. Nearly took out our broadcast equipment.
Pass to me.
It's not for the sure-handed Soraki here to keep protect us. Who knows what could happen.
That was cat-like quickness by
cat-like
Brian Soraki. And for those that know him, cat-like quickness and Brian Soraki don't usually collide in the same sentence. But
4:17 to go in the half. We got a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Say thank you to some of our sponsors, including the Kraft Agency, your local independent auto owners, insurance agents. Able Heating and Cooling, probably doing a little more of the heating these days with temperatures down to about 15 for the overnight tonight.
But we're quite comfortable sitting here.
The heat works at Michigan Center High School in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium.
You know, I mentioned earlier, I like what Coach Gill did. Concord fell behind 15-6, and some coaches will still just be stubborn and keep their players with two fouls on the bench and think that that's the rule. I got to keep them there till halftime, but put Sprague back in, and the next thing you know, we have a 17-16 game.
And now Sprague goes out. Now you feel like you can rest that guy, the game at 1 point, and maybe you get to the half without another foul, and the gamble definitely would have paid off by then.
Yeah, and Coach Gill going a little 1-2-2, maybe to waste some time while Sprague's on the bench as well. So
into the corner, three-point try is missed. That was Brown firing. Rebound for Michigan Center. Hayward kept that alive. Shannon comes up with it. Into the corner for Soraki. Silva, left wing, swings it around to Shannon. Into the corner for Brown. Michigan Center looks a little uncertain of what to do against the zone. Hayward got it the high post, gets out for another three-point attempt, and this time the rebound corralled by Funston, and here come the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Center's going to have to get that ball inside a little bit right now, relying on three-point shots, and they're not falling tonight.
Meanwhile, Concord has really been trying to work it into the paint. Glassby, though, outside of the arc here.
Two different philosophies we're seeing tonight, that's for sure.
Funston, left wing, puts it on the deck, looking around, there's Glassby at the top. He'll look to swing, nothing there. He comes back to the left wing. Freeman will look to dribble drive, nothing there. Good defense by Brown to keep him out of the lane. Right wing for Glassby, going down to Ward. And Center interrupts the pass and eventually comes up with the loose ball, and Shannon will go out running. Good job by Concord to shut that fast breakdown. Hayward for three from the top of the key, and he knocks it down. Big bucket there for Michigan Center, who has not been putting up any points here in the second quarter. Now Concord trails by four with the basketball at 2.5 to go in the half. It's Weeks at the top of the key, now down low to Ward. They're going to triple team him down there. And he still gets the shot up. Missed it. Tapped, and Brown comes up with the loose ball.
Yeah, Michigan Center, I have them unofficially 2-for-11 right now for the three-point line. So
thought we were about to get another attempt there. Brown instead passes out. This time, Shannon, though, will fire. Offensive rebound, Hayward, and the putback is good. Once again, he just seems to find himself. I don't even know if he's doing it on purpose on that one. He just ended up at the right place, right time. The rebound dropped in his hands, and he had a clear lane to the basket. Nice drive and dish by Weeks to get Ward down in the low block. Michigan Center, no choice but to foul him on the shot, and he'll get a pair of free throws.
Yeah, that last one in the film room, Shannon will claim that was a pass, but we know that was a shot attempt, but ended up in the hands of Roger Hayward for an easy putback.
Minute 47 to go in the first half, 22-16. Michigan Center pushed the lead back out to 6.
Steve, when you played and shot air ball, did you just claim pass, or... or did you never, have you never shot an air ball?
I'm going to say that I never, I'm so honest, I would have just said no, I air balled.
If I recall, you had a good showing in the Gus Macker three-point contest.
I know, celebrity contest. Range. Yeah, the celebrity three-point contest with Greg View. I still have some range. I wasn't sure if it was there. I had to access the old days.
4-for-5?
Yeah.
Impressive.
For the dominating win. Missed a pair of free throws by Ward, but the rebound and offensive putback missed by Culliver, and Glassby with a second opportunity missed it, and Michigan Center clears the rebound. Minute 36 to go. Hayward driving into the lane, stolen by Jones. Up the floor on the break, into the air, got the bucket, they're going to count it, and a foul by Shannon. Chance at the three-point play here for Xavion Jones, aggressive there.
That's a nice take by Jones, and there again you see a little inexperienced defense. You know, if you're there and you're behind the guy, that's when you might just got to let him go and don't give him that chance for the three-point cut.
Completes the three-point play there with the free throw. 22-19, the lead now back down to 3 points for Concord in striking distance here with a minute 28 to go in the half. Cosmet back on the floor for Michigan Center. Left wing for Siraki, fires a deep triple, short. Offensive rebound attempt, Brown had it, and he gets hit, knocked down, and they will whistle that against Concord.
Yeah, Michigan Center plays that four-out offense, and the one thing that's underrated about that is you can go get boards because people aren't blocking you out, and Michigan Center has gotten quite a few offensive boards on this today.
Another Siraki three-point attempt. This one's long, but Michigan Center, another offensive rebound. Silva into the corner for Cosman, who will dribble out. Top of the key for Siraki. Right wing for Hayward. He'll look to drive. Drops it off for Siraki. Knocked away briefly, recovered by Silva. Siraki right wing. Top of the key for Brown. Swings it around to Cosman. Goes back right wing for Silva. Pump fakes and drives. Dishes back out. Cosman drops it off for Siraki. Pump fakes a triple. He gets into the lane. Floater blocked by Jones. Rebounded by Glaspie. Concord with a chance to cut the lead here, 40 seconds. Jones will drive into the air. Lefty finish, no good, but he gets bumped. It's a couple of drives now where Jones is kind of almost asked for a foul a little bit, you know. Gets the bump, missed the shot, but he'll get a pair of free throws.
Yeah, Jones doing a nice job with body control and kind of drawing that contact.
And the free throw, first one is through, nothing but net.
Jones with a nice looking free throw stroke there. He's 2 for 2 on the evening. And I am not hoping to put that announcer jinx for any Concord
conspiracy theorists in the Concord area. Isaac Clintworth on the floor for Michigan Center now, seeing his first minutes tonight. Missed the free throw and it goes out of bounds. Last touch, Cardinals.
So I guess we do count that as the first announcer jinx of our basketball season.
I'm going to get a call from Matt Lehman tomorrow.
And Rod Peterson, longtime Concord sports fan.
Weeks on the inbound, and we get a foul away from the ball. Free throws. Glaspie will go back to the line. 35.6 to go here, first half. 22-20 the score, Concord. Can tie it up with a successful 1-1 here. Oh, so that's 10th foul.
Yeah, we're in the double. See if Glaspie still has the bank free throw ready to go. Got to like the early season Michigan Center student section.
Yeah, they're getting loud here a little bit and encouraging their guys. Close game here, 22-20 our score. Cosmet drops off for Hayward. 25 seconds into the corner. Siraki all alone for three. Got it! He had one short, one long, and now one right in the hoop. 25-20 our score. With 13 seconds, Concord's going to hold it down for a last shot.
I like the shooter adjustment.
Weeks gets to Culliverell. He'll look to drive. Hangs in the air and gets it off the glass. 25-22. And a block on the full court three-point fling. Weeks will get into the scorebook with a block there. 25-22 is our score at the half. Michigan Center holding on to the lead. Game of runs here for certain in the first quarter. And then here in the second quarter, it was a little bit that way, but it was a little more back and forth. We've got a halftime here. Michigan Center, we're going to look at the stats. A visit from our new halftime correspondent. all coming up here. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with the numbers on WKHM. Again, 25-22, Michigan Center leads Concord on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Michigan Center leads 25-22. Brian, let's look at those numbers. What do you got on the score sheet?
Well, for one thing that jumps out is Roger Hayward, who we talked about finding the ball, has seven rebounds already to go along with 9 points. Leading the Cardinals, Keegan Bennett also with six. And for Concord, you know, we had Marley Sprague come right out of the chute with two quick threes, but he finished the half with six. And kind of balanced after that, Xavion Jones with four, Dane Funston three, C.J. Glaspy three. So kind of a balance more for Concord.
Yeah, they went with a lot of their bench later in that half. You saw some of those guys that came off the bench but played well enough to keep themselves on the floor. And yeah, Xavion Jones, one guy who looks like he's going to be eating up some minutes in the second half with his strong play. And then Glaspie's another guy who looked good on the offense down in the low block.
Yeah, Glaspie kind of did it with some brawn and some strength inside, where Xavion kind of some crafty, you know, shakes, taking it to the basket, taking it hard and drawing some contact. So,
and you mentioned Sprague hits those two threes early on, 6-0 lead for Concord, and you started to say maybe they got something working here. And then Michigan Center went on a 15-0 run to take the lead, and it looked like maybe Michigan Center was going to seize control and kind of run away with it a little bit. Concord was able to answer, and it just was a really nice back and forth after that.
Yes, it was.
Michigan Center, I think you mentioned, a lot of possessions where they had the ball for a long time and ended with a three that it was an air ball or not a close miss. And I think you expect that a little bit early in the season because guys just, it's the second game now for them. But guys still trying to find their sea legs or their court legs, you know, even though you can practice every day, but the game feels different always.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that. I unofficially had Center 3-for-13 from the three-point line. And as you said, I'm guessing out of those 13 or 10 misses, maybe six of them not hitting anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So if Michigan Center shoots better, they might have a little bit bigger lead in the half. And we've got a first time here on my broadcast of the game. We've got a halftime correspondent, and it is Tegan Haynes. Welcome to the broadcast, Tegan.
Hey, Steve. So I just talked to Coach Gaddy, and he said that they came out with a lot of energy and were diving on the floor for those 50-50 balls, and that's how they got out to a nice start. And then they just started kind of let Concord have the momentum, and they just needed to be strong with those rebounds down low, and that's what he said, to make some adjustments for the second half.
Just gonna look to maybe get that rebounding edge back that
yeah.
they had early on.
Yeah, they definitely need to be stronger down low.
Do you have any quick analysis, something that caught your eye that you think Michigan Center can do to maybe stretch out this lead in the second half?
I just think that they need to keep pushing the ball and then keep getting a hand up in their face. Sprague made those threes, so just got to keep watching that.
But, the old hand down, man down.
Yeah, they, the
Yellow Jackets.
What? I don't know.
They have some players in foul trouble, so they just need to keep looking to their bench guys to fill their roles. And just with Brown being out, everybody needs to step up.
I think you're right. Keegan, thank you, and we're going to try and see if you can get Coach Gill from Concord, too, before we wrap up our halftime coverage. Keegan Haynes, our halftime correspondent, speaking with Coach Gaddy here at the half. 25-22, Michigan Center leads at the half. We'll take another two-minute break, and we'll come back and set things up for half number two on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Michigan Center High School at the half. Again, our halftime correspondent back with us, Tegan Haynes. He spoke to Coach Gill from Concord. What did he have to add?
So I asked him what the hardest part of transitioning from coaching college to high school was, and he said it was just teaching them the fundamentals. like in college you can recruit the players and they have the basic skills, but in high school you got to coach them up on that and teach them more of those. So that's what he said.
And we saw some of that early, Steve. In fact, we mentioned a couple of just fundamental passing mistakes by Concord that led to some Michigan Center points early.
Sure, kind of things you would take for granted at the college level that they are already going to do well. Thanks again, Tegan Haynes, our halftime correspondent here, and a talented basketball player in her own right. And did I see her sign in the letter? Where's she playing next year?
She did. Tegan just recently signed to go play at Aquinas in Grand Rapids.
Nice. It's a fun city. She'll have a good time over there.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Last few seconds of the half taken away. Teams in their huddles as we're ready to go second half at Michigan Center. Changing sides here. We're kind of in the corner, so it's not really a right to left like the football situation. So if you've got a radio dial, turn the radio sideways.
Kind of cattywampus.
Yeah, put it on an angle, and then you'll get a sense of how we're sitting.
And then how are you going to describe this? As Concord is coming toward you?
Right. I use a lot of right-left, but that's I got to keep that perspective in my mind as we get the action going, just hoping I don't run out of spit. I did run out of beverage here.
Oh, well, I could.
I should be good to go. Shannon with the basketball, and we're underway. Second half. Michigan Center in the half court. Right wing for Keegan Bennett. Left wing for Sova. Top for Hayward. He drives up and under, and a nice jump hook of his own. Double digits now for Hayward in the scoring column. 27-22 the lead for Michigan Center.
Yeah, nice one-handed runner. Kind of a little lost art.
High post for Spray. Gets a cutting. Glaspie, reverse layup. No good. Really a tough pass from there. And a good job. Another nice catch for Glaspie. Bennett drives. Double teams. Touch pass into the corner for Siraki for three. Left it long, and that'll go out of bounds. And that's going to stay Cardinal ball.
Nice little two-handed touch pass. You don't see that around very often from the high school.
Yeah, just kind of set it over to him volleyball style. Quick shoot set. Sova gets to the top for Hayward and now gives to Bennett, who drives, dishes out to Sova in the corner. Top for Shannon, and he'll dribble drive out to Sova in the corner. Right wing for Bennett. Faced off against Sprague, dribble drive, and a pull-up jumper. Not a shot you see a lot of guys take that long two pull-up style. He hits, and it's 29-22 now. The Cardinal lead out to 7.
In football, we did a lot of comparisons. We're going to call that Rip Hamilton-like.
I think that's apt. That's Freeman at the top for the Yellow Jackets, and he gives to Funson, who will drive into the lane, pass off to Sprague, pump fakes the triple. Now he'll drive, spin into the lane, tries to drop it off for Glaspie. In traffic, Glaspie drops it out to Freeman, who's on the cut, and he'll get a nice little floater in the lane, and Concord on the board here for the second half.
And either some electrical problems or they're just shooting the lights out, but the scoreboard's kind of going in and out for us. But
it's operational currently. Shannon in the corner, right in front of us, spins into the lane. Nice move, floats it, but no good. Concord gets the rebound. The Cardinals always challenge a pass, and we can get over the back violation against Michigan Center. I don't know that they ever possessed it.
Yeah, and I think the Center fans and coach are thinking that Concord batted that pass away that went across, and the refs are going to talk it over and hopefully somebody saw the right call, whichever that is.
And Bennett standing outside to accept the ball to pass it in, but they will not give it to him. Instead, Freeman will pass it in to Weeks. Concord going away from us here on the floor. Under the Welcome to Cardinal Country painted on the wall, stolen by the Cardinals, and Bennett loses it on the run out. Concord will keep possession.
Yeah, Keegan doing the thing that you see youngsters do sometimes is they make a nice steal and they want to dribble, but and sometimes it's just best to pick it up, be in control, and, you know, don't turn it back over. But
you want to turn that steal into fast break points and maybe best just to keep possession. Drive from Weeks, drops it down to Glaspie. Nice drive and dish. Glaspie just seems to be in the right place to receive those passes and puts it in, and the lead back down to 3, 29-26. A little Concord run here. Hayward pump fakes and drives, drops it out for Bennett, who pump fakes, and he'll get into the lane. Floats one from a step inside the free throw line, missed it, rebounded by Glaspie. Concord with the stop. Weeks dribbling up. Weeks goes to Freeman, who gives to Funston, and on a steal attempt, Siraki will commit the foul.
Yeah, it's fun getting to just listen to you, Steve. You can tell the difference in the two teams just by your voice, because when center has it, it is constantly Bennett to Hayward, and the ball's just moving, where Concord's a little more deliberate, looking to get it inside, and just the tone of voice, you can tell the difference in styles.
Steal by Bennett on the inbound. Fast break. Sprague's there. Up and under. They're going to call Sprague on the bump. I don't know if I even saw any contact. But Bennett did do the, he did what he needed to on the acting job. And I don't know that when he got into the air, he ever had an intention of making that with that surface shot he tried to pull off. Yeah. But he will have a pair at the line.
He looked like he was just trying to pick up Sprague's third.
Mission accomplished there, though. He misses the free throw, and as the kids say in these situations, the ball don't lie.
The ball has never lied to me.
Sprague still on the floor with three fouls. Until now.
So when you make the second one, is that like, well, the ball lies a little bit?
The ball was not sure, I think.
You know, even though Sprague might not have got him, we had a good look at that. That's a case when you have two, you can't risk by putting your hands up on that angle to draw that quick third one, because now he's headed to the bench.
Savion Jones back into the game after a nice first half. Gets off to Weeks. He'll fire for three, short. Long rebound to Cosmet. Dribbling up the middle of the floor. No real fast break opportunities, so we'll get to Siraki into the corner for Silva. Hayward will drive now into the corner for Silva again. Hayward's got it left wing. Top of the key for Cosmet. Right wing for Silva into the corner for Siraki. Dribbles out of there. Top of the key for Bennett. He'll put it on the deck and look to drive. Spins into the lane, into the air. No good. But he got the harm, and he'll get to the free throw line again.
Yeah, I kind of took note when Sprague went to the bench at the 4:58 mark of the third quarter here. This in the first half was when Michigan Center went on a run with Sprague out of there in foul trouble. We'll see if there's a repeat this half.
Bennett with the free throw attempt, missed the first one. As Ward gets back onto the floor for Concord to give Glaspie a breather. 4:33 to go in the third. 30-26 is our score.
I don't know if small bouts of stomach flu causes missed free throws, but I think, and Keegan's going to tell me that tomorrow.
He makes the second one. He's good at splitting the pair. And Michigan Center setting up with a little pressure here, looking to trap at half court. Weeks directing traffic. Jones got it. Now he's trapped right over that midline, right where you want him. Able to step through a little bit, but he throws it to Weeks on the sideline, and he stepped out of bounds, and there's the turnover you want with the pressure from Michigan Center.
Yeah, I'm there again. You know, Sprague, not necessarily a point guard, but that senior glue guy, and now Center's ratcheting up the pressure, see if they can do something.
Hayward for three. Rebound comes off the heel to Weeks, and Michigan Center on the reach. So a foul committed. That's going to go against Bennett.
It's going to be his third now.
Bennett with three. And they'll get Brown off the bench to get back into the game. 4:10 to go in the third. 31-26, so five-point game. Concord looking to find points on this trip. And it's Culliver will drive against Silva into the lane and passes out to Weeks. Jones now driving, passing off to Ward. Down to the baseline. He's doubled. Passes out to the free throw line for Jones. Drives and dishes out to wide open Weeks. And he missed that triple. Rebound tap to Hayward, and he takes off on the dribble. No numbers, so he'll slow it down a little bit. Bennett, left wing. Hayward bringing it around the outside, back to Bennett. Now he'll drive. They get that weave on the offense. Hayward drives into the paint. Out to Silva, pump fakes. Into the corner for Siraki. Bring it around the outside to Bennett. Now at the top, Silva on the cut. Kind of bailed out on coming across, and Bennett passed to him anyway, and that one's stolen. Concord Jones into the lane, and they're going to whistle him for a traveling violation.
Kind of a couple sloppy possessions by both teams here in the last minute. And Sprague back entering, so his minute and 45 little bench stay. The score remains the same.
31-26 with 3:08 to go here in the third. There's a three-point shot by Cosmet. Long. Another one that misses everything. Rebounded by Jones. Savion looking up the floor. Goes to the left wing for Funston. He's trying to feed down to the low block for Ward. Passes out Jones. Thought about a three in the corner. Starts to drive on the crossover. Stocked away by Cosman. Recovered by Hayward. And Siraki brings it up for Michigan Center. Silva on the left side. And just kind of lost control of that one. And on the diving attempt to try and save it, goes out of bounds.
It looked like Silva was kind of surveying what he was going to do with the ball and kind of forgot to dribble.
There's a trap by the Cardinals. And Culliver passes back to Jones wisely. 2.5 left in the third. They get it to Sprague, and he'll get it over that midline. But passing it back to Jones, who's going on the cut. There's another turnover.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's 6 possessions in a row that have ended in turnovers, 3 for each squad. Little surprised Concord's not getting somebody there in the middle to help break that press by the Cardinals. But
Silva gets a breather, and that gets Isaac Clintworth off the bench for Michigan Center. He'll get the pass in the left side, jab, step, and dribble out to the top. Passes off for Brown. Coming around into the corner, Shannon will fire for 3. Got that one to go, nothing but net. Big pocket there by Shannon, and 34-26. Pushed that lead out to 8 for Michigan Center.
It's been kind of funny. All of Center's makes and threes have been nothing but net.
Jones drives into the lane. Scoops it between 2 defenders. Left it short. Might have got some contact. No call. Quickly back up the floor is Shannon for Michigan Center. And gives to Hayward at the top of the key. Back to Shannon, left side. Pump fakes and now drives. Nice floater from the elbow. Too strong. Rebounded by Culliver. Concord comes away with the basketball. Jones bringing it up deliberately. There's Culliver. Right side now for Funston. Looking down low for Ward. Can't get it down to him. Goes to Culliver at the top instead. He'll drive from there. Drops it off for Ward. Passes out. There's a 3-point attempt for Funston, and he rattles it down. Concord able to answer. Now steal on the other end by Jones. And get Clintworth down hard on that play. No whistle. Down to Ward. He was wide open, but he passes back out, and that's going to be a steal. Look at Shannon. It comes sliding through. Can't hold on to it, and it goes out of bounds.
Man, Ward caught it down underneath, and I think he must have thought someone was around him. Nobody was. He definitely just could turn and have an easy bucket. You know, Concord this quarter, do you recall them even getting it down to the block?
They did, I think, on a drive and a little drop-off to Glaspy, but that was about it one time.
Yeah, the first half, that's all that was happening after Sprague was done shooting.
And now Sprague passes off, and there's Glaspy again with the finish. So they love to run that little screen and roll with Glaspy. He finishes, and the lead back down to 3, 34-31 on the assist by Sprague. And now a knockaway by Funston. Glaspy's got it, and Concord can cut this lead down even further. Xavion Jones directing traffic. Jab step and a behind-the-back dribble by Sprague. Now to the top for Glaspy. Going around the perimeter to Funston. Sprague at the top of the key. Left side for Glaspy. Thinks about a 3 now. He'll drive into the paint. Dishes back out for Funston, who will drive and floats a lefty. Floater in the lane. Rips the net, and it's 34-33. Cardinals lead is down to 1 with 15 seconds. Cosman working against Funston. Right side for Hayward. Roger crosses over, and 3-point fired by Matt Brown off the heel. Rebounded by Glaspy. Cardinals are going to have to stop him here with 3 seconds. Jones floats from a step inside the midcourt line, and it's off. But 34-33 after 3. This one might go down to the wire. We're in for a good one here. 1 minute break. We're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to go in this one, 34-33. Michigan Center holding on to a 1-point advantage. Concord with the basketball here in the fourth. Jones to inbound, gets it to Glaspy. Xavion Jones has made it impossible to take him off the floor here in the second half. Really controlling the offense here for Concord. Sprague on the back cut attempt. Bennett has it stolen. Now Sova's got it. He's got it all alone up the floor. Finger roll. Nice job by Sova. And Michigan Center back in front by 3.
This game kind of shaping up of who's going to maybe turn it over the least.
And there's a steal attempt by Siraki. Nearly committed a foul. Concord holds on to it. Sprague at the top. Couple jab steps and drives. Loses his footing, and they'll call for a travel as he flings one up. Another turnover.
Yeah, another travel. Now, this is unofficial because nobody will let me do anything officially, but I had center for 6 turnovers in that third quarter and Concord with 4, so who can take care of the ball here?
Left wing for Soraki into the corner for Bennett. Hayward back to Bennett. Open look for 3 for Keegan. Off the rim. Rebounded Hayward. Gets the ball up in the air. Partially blocked. Good defense to not commit a foul down low like that. Open look for Shannon for 3, and he rips the cords there. Triple try. Shannon's got a couple of them back-to-back here, and it's 39-33.
Yeah, so who can make the least turnovers, or it might end up who can make a couple threes.
Xavion Jones with the basketball. Gets it out to Sprague, and we'll get a timeout from the Concord bench. Wing down the signal. Let's see. That's a 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back. 6:45 to go. 39-33. Michigan Center leads.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Your boy Brian Haynes, 39-33 the score here. Cardinals, after holding on to a one-point advantage after 3, pushed it back out to 6. With a couple of early buckets in the fourth quarter, Concord with the basketball. Inbound goes to Ward, takes a 17-footer, missed that one, rebounded by Michigan Center. Bennett with the basketball. He'll drive, dishes to Hayward on the run, and Roger knocks down the triple in rhythm. Got his shot to go, and Roger Hayward continues to lead the way for Michigan Center and push that lead out to 9 points.
It's amazing how much better shooters high school players are when they can catch the pass in rhythm.
And Sprague trying to feed Ward down low on the cut. Fired it a little too hard. Out of bounds, last touch, Yellow Jackets. Michigan Center back in possession with the 9-point lead.
I really thought out of the timeout, Concord, we'd see the Sprague and Glaspie kind of two-man game that you mentioned. That's definitely been their most successful offense so far.
Hayward's got it top. Nice give and go there from Shannon. Hayward to pass it down to Shannon. He gets blocked, but we get a whistle before the shot. That's going to go against C.J. Glaspie. Neither team really in foul trouble here with 6:04 to go. Inbound goes deep to Hayward, right by the elbow. Goes to Shannon for 3 again. Got it. He missed some threes early, but he seems to have his rhythm now. Hit his last 3, and it's 45-33. Michigan Center.
Must have taken a couple warm-up threes in the old gym there at halftime.
Sprague, jab step. Now he'll fire for 3. Looked like it was going to go from here, but it went off back rim, and on the rebound attempt, Concord goes over the back.
Sprague kind of doing the opposite. Came out first 2 possessions, splash, splash, and dry ever since.
5.5 left here, 45-33. Cardinal lead with the ball. Hayward from the corner, drives and floats, missed it, gets his own rebound. Putback attempt, still long. And he's battling again, but Culliver will pull it out of there for Concord. Xavion Jones up the right sideline. Crosses over now into the middle. Lost the dribble. Hayward comes up with a loose ball, running the break. Right side for Bennett. Into the lane, up and under, missed. Surprise, surprise, Hayward rebounds. The putback is good. And the Cardinal run is too much. We'll get a timeout from the Concord bench. And we'll take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. 5:08 to go. It's 47-33 Michigan Center on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:08 to go. Trying to get an official rebounding number here. It's all unofficial, but what do we got, Brian, for Roger Hayward?
Well, the Michigan Center coach, Ray Hall, has him down for 16 on the bench, and he's the one punching the button, so I'm going to say 16.
That's what's going to show up in the official score sheet somewhere on the website or elsewhere for Michigan Center. So Hayward having a nice night.
That'll be in the sit, Pat. He might be a today's star.
47-33 is the score. Right wing now for Culliver as Concord needs points in a hurry. Nice drive by Culliver. Gets the bucket up and he draws the harm. Concord needed him, got him from Culliver. We'll be keeping an eye on him tonight with that tremendous name, Omarion Culliver.
You know, we've seen Culliver take that three times. He's 3 for 3 taking that to the basket, but it's just the amount of times taken, it hasn't been many.
And the lefty free throw is good. Marion Culliver, 6'1", sophomore. Making it happen here for Concord, 47-36. They cut the lead back down to single digits. Hayward right wing back in the corner for Siraki. Jab step and drive to baseline. Cross the court to Sova. Now drive from Bennett. Siraki alone for three. Got it! Big triple by Siraki. Push the lead back out to 14 for Michigan Center.
It was 4:25 left. This time's starting to become a factor now for Concord.
Shannon, look at the pressure and the steal. Sova all alone. And the fast break off the tremendous hands. Shannon knocking that away and getting on the floor to steal that pass, or steal that dribble. And now Weeks coming up and looking to pass it out, and nobody home, and he travels. Concord turnover. And we get a substitution. Did anyone go out? Oh, Sprague's going to go to the bench here. 52-36, 4:06 to go. Freeman into the game now for Concord.
Well, now at this time, Steve, your voice might get a little rest. Maybe center's going to slow it down a little bit.
Maybe try and run out some of these minutes. Hayward on the drive. So far, foot still on the gas for the Cardinal offense. 54-36. Culliver, right wing, hands it off for Freeman. Hit Culliver there momentarily wide open. Weeks instead tries to drop it down to Glaspie, and Hayward jumps out and knocks it away. Shannon left wing for Bennett. He'll drive from there into the lane, into the air. Lefty finish. Good. 56-36 in a game that was a one-point game at the end of three is now a 20-point Michigan Center advantage.
Boy, that happened quickly.
Culliver nearly turns it over. Weeks out at the top. Dribbles in, looking to pass back out. He lost the handle for a moment. Now whistling for a travel. Stunned. Concord just looks stunned. Got away from him so quickly.
You mentioned this being the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. This makes me think my dad used to tell me that, boy, points were like bananas and they came in bunches. I'm guessing he didn't necessarily come up with that, but that's what he told me.
I don't think he coined the phrase, but he definitely brought that to your attention.
Yeah.
I just love that story of him making you late for practice and then punishing you for it.
Yeah, we'll have to tell you that next broadcast.
Left wing Siraki, he'll drive into the lane, drops it down low for Olkowski, and goes strong to the basket, missed the shot, but drew the whistle. Little contact to the face on that one. And Olkowski will go to the free throw line.
Nice drive and dish there by Siraki.
Olkowski misses from the stripe. Siraki's going to get out of the game here.
And you know, maybe that wasn't a miss so much as maybe Olkowski has a little bit of the stomach flu.
Maybe.
I hear that affects free throw shooting.
Leo Modell onto the floor now for Michigan Center as Olkowski makes the second one. Clintworth back on for the Cardinals with Cosmet. And Bennett's still out there. They get down low to Glaspie. He puts it up and draws a whistle. 2:44 to go, 57-36. It's a 21-point Cardinal advantage. They did a banana style. Bunches of points, and it's like they just got the three-point shot working between Shannon and Siraki knocking them down, and again Hayward doing what he does with the rebounds.
Yeah, Hayward now with, I have him for 16 rebounds and 18 points, unofficial.
Somebody's looking like he might go to the bench here, thinking he secured his spot as the player of the game tonight. Stay tuned to the post game for that declaration officially. That is one thing that will be official. Who we name player of the game will be official when it's announced.
And I think this year I should have far more say in that.
you know, you get, you're entitled to your thoughts. As the Cardinals continue that weave on the offense outside the arc, and a little drive in there for Cosmet. Lost the dribble. Liam Odell into the corner. Clintworth with the basketball. Puts it on the deck into the lane. He'll pass it back around. Cosmet drives into the paint. And he'll draw a whistle on the floor. And that'll just be the sixth team foul here for the Yellow Jackets.
So I have a question for you. If you're a guy that doesn't play a lot and you come in for these last couple minutes, do you impress the coach by running your offense, or do you go ahead and, you know, make sure that you're in that score book too and fire when you touch it?
Do I? What do I do? I seem to recall that if I got onto the floor, I was getting a shot when I was going in for some bench time. Run out for Xavion Jones. Missed the shot, but Culliver gets the put back, and Concord gets on the board. Cuts the lead back within 20 at 18 here. Minute 47 to play. Nice cut there by Olkowski, and a really strong finish at the bucket.
And a nice one-handed pass from Liam Odell, seeing his first minutes.
Concord with the basketball, and Freeman. Right side for Jones. He'll drive from there. Gets deep into the air. Double clutch blocked by Clintworth, but he's going to get whistled for the foul. A little body contact.
Well, there was Jones with another nice take to the basket just now. A little bit too little, too late.
Again, it's going to be those first few minutes here of the fourth quarter that Concord's going to lament, knowing they were right there, and they just let it slip through the grasp a little bit. Jones hit the first, missed the second, 59-40 as Olkowski comes up with a loose ball, gets it to Cosmet. Nick dribbling up the floor against Jones, left wing for Clintworth. He'll drive from there, hands off to Brown, and gets it over to Odell. He'll drive into the lane, floats one, no. Rebounded Ward, and Concord's got it. Gets it to Weeks, who runs the break up the middle. Crossover into the lane, passes out. Culliver will drive. Gets to the elbow and stops. Ward. Freeman now across the top. He'll dribble down into the paint. Back to the basket, passes out. Culliver attacks and passes back out. And Culliver will draw a whistle in the lane.
Hey, Noah, as we're down to our last 50 seconds, I'm thinking about what each coach is going to leave here thinking. And we'll talk a little bit more about that post-game, but like you said, you're going to be thinking of those stretches.
A little bit about what you could have done differently at those times to maybe, stop the bleeding and maybe get a bucket. What do you do? What do you go to when you absolutely need a bucket? I think Concord didn't know for sure tonight. So kind of figuring themselves out. This is their first game.
And as we mentioned, they're minus two guys that are in the rotation, including perhaps their most talented player. So things are going to change for them.
And I think about that as you watch these guys out on the floor. A 6'4 player would be towering out there against some of these smaller lineups that these teams have. I mean, most of the time on the floor, Hayward's the tallest kid for center, and he's got to be about 6'2 maybe.
Yeah.
8 seconds, Culliver drives into the air, gets one to go, and draws another whistle. Culliver's drive game is strong. I don't think he went to that well often enough tonight, as he gets himself a chance at another three-point play.
Yeah, you know, us two sitting over here, we said Culliver needed to take it a little more, maybe a little more Sprague and Glassby two-man game. But like you said, those are the things they're going to look at the film, and Coach Gill will figure that out.
Ward gets the rebound on the missed free throw. Misses the shot. Ward gets it, and that's the buzzer for the game. 61-42, the final. Michigan Center, with an outburst of scoring in the fourth quarter, gets themselves the win at home. Gets their record to 1-1 on the season. And let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll sort out the numbers, and we will find out who our player of the game is going to be. Again, your final, Michigan Center 61, Concord 42. We'll be back with more on WKHM and online at wkhm.com.
Back to to High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here. Michigan Center High School, 61-42 the final. The Cardinals come away with the victory, and they do it behind a big fourth quarter. It was a one-point game at the end of three, and they come out and stretch it out to a lot of times during that fourth quarter. It was 20-plus, and Concord did get some buckets there at the end to bring it down to 19, but still an impressive fourth quarter for the Cardinals to get the win tonight. And an impressive game the whole way from Roger Hayward, who I think, as much as I know you said you wanted more input, I can't believe you'd argue with me selecting Roger Hayward as our player of the game.
I'm going to have to agree with you that, Steve. I think 18 points and 16 boards will frequently get you player of the game. And not that, and you know what, I did not have this, but I'm going to say he had three or four steals as well.
Oh, yeah, and something that maybe doesn't even show up as a steal or otherwise, just being there to pick up a loose ball or to get a hand on a ball that was a 50-50 ball and knock it and somebody else ends up with it. He's just he doesn't look like a guy who is constant. You know, you wouldn't look at him and go, that's a nonstop motor guy, because nothing he does is out of control or super fast. He just gets to be in the right place.
Yeah.
He's very efficient with his effort, I think, is a way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, basketball people just talk about people with a nose for the ball, and that's absolutely Roger Hayward.
Yeah, so he's our player of the game tonight, double-double for Hayward, and he definitely led the way for the Cardinals. They got a lot of contributions, though, across the board there. Why don't we go down the numbers for the home court Michigan Center Cardinals tonight?
All right, well, to go along with Rogers' 18, we had Keegan Bennett with 13, Caden Shannon with three big second-half threes that kind of turned the tide, too, finished with nine. Brock Soraki with six. Nicholas Cosmet, the sophomore, coming up with 5 points. And Cole Silva, four. Joel Kowski, three. And Matt Brown with two. Then for the Yellow Jackets, we had Omarion Culliver was our man with 10 points. And Dane Funston chipped in with 8, C.J. Glaspy 7. Let's see who we had. Marley after two quick threes and finished with 6.
Yeah, he had 6 points in the first 2 minutes, maybe even less than that, maybe 90 seconds, and then never again gets onto the scorebook.
It's kind of one of those deals where, too, I felt like foul trouble just kind of, you know, you have to come out, and all of a sudden the momentum you built early just kind of disappears, and you never find it sometimes. So,
yep. Yeah,
Xavion Jones with 5, and Bobby Ward finishing with 2.
So Concord goes to 0-1 early in the year for them. They're just getting their first game. Michigan Center on their second. Concord will be in action again on Monday. And it'll be a winnable matchup against Columbia Central, a team we saw last night get, taken to the woodshed a little bit by Western, but I don't think that's indicative of how good I think Columbia Central is going to be this year. They were, I think, 10-11 last year, something like that. And I think they'll be above 500 this year. I think they have the players to do it, and I just don't think they were quite ready for that pressure that Western brings.
Yeah, plus, you know, you have two first-year coaches, Marcus Gill for Concord and Troy Stewart over at Columbia, and sometimes even for the coaches, it just takes you a minute to kind of know what you have. And, you know, I was talking to Coach Gill before the game, and I asked him where he thought they were going to shake out in the Big Eight, and he said, I ought to be honest, I just don't even know. I'm new here. I have no expectations, and sometimes it does take you a little time to figure out what your best course of action is going to be.
Well, I think it's clear that they went out with the starting lineup that they, whatever they saw in practice or learned in practice, but that I don't know that starting lineup, well, obviously when they get players back from whatever is keeping them from playing tonight, that'll look different. And I think just the rotation is going to look different, as we saw guys like Xavier Jones and Culliver make their impression, guys who came off the bench tonight, but I don't think that's necessarily be their role for the entire year.
Yeah, I think that's underestimated too, and with just guys knowing their roles, and when you all of a sudden are thrust into the starting lineup and now you don't have that spark that maybe you're bringing off the bench, it just changes the whole dynamic of what your team wants to do and who you are. So
when you practice all the time, and you're playing with a lot of the same players. You know, if you're in the starting lineup at practice, then you're playing with those guys all the time, and that other guy might be playing with the second team and scrimmaging against that first team, and now all of a sudden you're on the first team, and those guys aren't used to throwing it to you. There's a lot to feel out. I think Concord's going to be better than they were a year ago at 6-15, and this is a tough start, but I think this is going to be a good Michigan Center team. And again, they're playing shorthanded a little bit tonight, and I think the best they can do is still ahead of them. And as much as I think a lot of people feel like it's a foregone conclusion that Hanover Horton's going to dominate the area and walk around and walk over people, I think Michigan Center, if Julio Brown can come back from that wrist injury and you've got a healthy Roger Hayward and starting to really, obviously really feeling his game and more aggressively looking for his shot than I've ever seen from him before, and then you add in Carter Wiley to the mix, Michigan Center is going to be formidable for anybody, including the Hanover Horton Comets. Michigan Center in action again. They don't have a game until Tuesday, and they got to go into that Vandercook Lake Gymnasium. That'll be some harsh confines.
Yeah, the house that Paul Varner built.
My sometime broadcast partner now, he's one for one with doing a good job. And Friday, I believe, it'll be my third game. It'll be my third broadcast partner on the young season. We're going to be live from Western High School again for a tremendous rivalry game. The Northwest Mounties will be out there. Both student sections are going to come out with fully loaded, ready to go with their biggest, loudest game. That's going to be a lot of fun Friday night here in WKHM.
Well, you're going to kind of be like these coaches. You're going to find out what you have when your partners have keep being different on you. So.
Right.
Yeah, see right. How versatile you are.
I've got lots to learn about these guys, you included. As much as you're now a veteran football color commentator, this is only, your fourth or fifth basketball game. Though you did get broken during the postseason, so high pressure.
I felt I had a couple turnovers today, but I'm going to come with a stronger game next time as well. So,
all right, well, I'll get our final here at Michigan Center, 61-42, the Cardinals with the victory. Thank you to our halftime correspondent, Tegan Haynes. Thank you to Mike Reed back in the studio. For Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you on Friday night.
Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Columbia School District, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, REMAX Mid Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Craft Agency, and Jamie Gray's Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.